From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's denying its warplanes took part in its airstrikes at the Islamic State-held Syrian town of Ashara in Deir al-Province Monday, in which the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 17 civilians were killed. Meanwhile, the UN says it's focusing on delivery of humanitarian aid by ground instead of more costly and difficult airdrops. The UN seeking permission from Damascus for access by ground convoys to 34 areas. U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau Monday criticized Syria for reneging on an agreement to allow convoys into rebel-held Daraya.
In other words, the regime continues to use the denial of food as a military weapon against its own civilians. The people of Daraya have not received food since 2012. This is unconscionable, and we expect the regime to live up to its commitments and allow for full delivery of assistance to all besieged areas.
She expressed concern about escalating fighting in the northern city Aleppo, with an air offensive threatening closure of a key means of getting humanitarian supplies in. At least two people shot dead in the western Kenyan town of Kisumu Monday during ongoing anti-government protests demanding the country's electoral commission be disbanded. Christine Ombaka is a protester.
We demand that there should be a dialogue between the CORD party and the Jubilee coalition. If that works, if that can happen, we will be very delighted, because the government will not achieve anything anyway by standing off, because we will continue to demand that the IEBC be sent home.
The CORD opposition coalition is demanding electoral reform ahead of next year's national polls, including dissolution of the IEBC, which it says is biased in favor of the ruling Jubilee coalition.